105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105, 11 minutes past 4 o'clock. As you'd have heard in the news, councillors have approved the controversial planning application to turn Mickey Flynn's pool hall into a shop. And there's a group of protesters outside this morning, including people from the Mill Road Society, the Cambridge Green Party, and the planning committee took their decision at lunchtime. Romsey councillor Killian Bourke was there. He represents the Lib Dems and one of the people, I think, who voted against, Killian.
No, so I'm a county councillor.
I'm not on the
committee, so I was speaking against it. So Catherine Smart, she's Romsey's city councillor, voted against it, but I'm not Catherine Smart.
Okay, the next best thing, perhaps. But what are your thoughts on that? It's very much your patch, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's very bad news for the area, I think, in a number of respects. Firstly, A1 planning usage was granted, which makes it seem to me quite likely that Sainsbury's or another big supermarket will operate there. And Abdul Rain, who runs Alameen Stores just opposite, one of the best shops on Mill Road, the most distinctive community shops. I mean, he's talking about potentially having to leave Mill Road, which would be a disaster. There are also consequences in terms of the safety and the transport impact. So there's going to be a lay-by, which is cut into the pavement outside Mickey Flynn's. So pedestrians are going to have to sort of go around that through a narrow gap. And these vehicles are going to be unloading there and going across the public highway where, it's bad enough if you're just a person, but if you're in a wheelchair or pushing a pram along, you're going to have to navigate this little footway behind a lorry with potentially unloading of these massive these cages going across the footway.
Now, Sainsbury had put in a previous application, but there's nothing, as far as I know, there's nothing on the table at the moment specifically from a particular supermarket or store to go in. It's just that Mickey Flynn's, they want to sell up effectively. They don't seem to be able to make a business as a pool hall. So he wants to do something, presumably, with his property. And the shop, I guess, or some sort of shop, I guess, given the size of the place, would be the most likely thing, unless, of course, some community use could be turned to it.
Well, there are lots of different things that can be done. You're right, it's not an application from Sainsbury's. It's a planning application to change its usage. But one of the things that we do find objectionable is that A1 usage is so open-ended. It's a way of doing an application without specifying what's
I guess
really.
That means it could be quite easy for somebody to come in, whoever they are, and buy that property and turn it into a supermarket of some description.
Absolutely, it could. And, we have to respect that the people who own Mickey Flynn's own it, and it is their property, and they do have a right to sell that. But at the same time, we have to recognise that planning law exists for a reason, and the local plan exists for a reason, and it's about trying to, amongst other things, about trying to make Mill Road a safe place for its users. And
you mentioned the Alameen shop over the road from there. How do they get deliveries in then? Do they go around the back to get a lorry in?
It's
quite a big shop as well.
So let's be clear, it's bad. It's delivery on Mill Road is bad. It's not a good situation, and I think if you were to design a high street today, you simply wouldn't design it like that. The issue is whether this application is a good application, whether it will make things better, and the fact that other shops are delivering on the road and carrying their stuff across the pavement does not mean that you automatically give planning application planning permission to this scheme.
And I guess a certain amount of build up is though. If you get one store with one store, it's bad enough, but that's fine. That's already there. People are used to it. It's piling something else on top, which causes further potential problems.
Yeah, well, it will make it worse. Mm. And basically, previous applications on Mill Road for a Tesco that would deliver to the front of the site, it was rejected by local councillors, because they felt it was dangerous, and that was appealed, and the appeal was rejected by the government inspectorate. Then an application for Sainsbury's in this location was rejected by councillors for this reason. and the government inspectorate upheld that decision, so it rejected the appeal. So again and again, these applications to deliver huge amounts of goods across the public highway on Mill Road have been rejected, and this has been upheld by government inspectorates, and this time it's gone the other direction. And the key difference here, I think, that we have to recognise is that since coming to power this year, the Labour Party on the City Council has centralised these decisions.
Because that's the other, there used to be sort of local planning meetings around the city, and I think in the evenings as well, whereas this one was in the middle of the day. And as I understand it, there were protesters, but there weren't that many of them because probably not unreasonably they had to be at work.
Yeah, so it's undemocratic. The City Council, when the Lib Dems ran it, we created area committees so people could attend in the evenings, and so local councillors made the decisions that affected their communities by centralising it.
It's still local councillors making the decision, though, isn't
it? Not local to the wards, though.
Right.
So I think there were one or two, maybe three councillors on the whole committee, but they were in a very small minority, whereas now it's a central planning committee. It's councillors from across the whole council. And, I mean, it just means they do not appreciate what it is like to live in those local... They don't know the place as well, and...
Even though they're councillors from within Cambridge?
Yeah, I don't know the detail of what it's like. I mean, I know other areas. I know Chesterton Road, but I don't really know what the traffic is like on a particular sort of... in a little part of it. I mean, look, let's be clear. Planning law exists, and you have to respect it, and... it can be tough. Sometimes you do have to make a decision in accordance with planning law, and you can't do what people want, and that's part of the job description. But the problem is, councillors need to also know the reality of what's going on. That's what the Highways Department doesn't really fully appreciate when it sort of looks at an application. Councillors know what it's like to live there, the reality of what happens when there is loading across the pavements on Mill Road, and they can, local councillors can bring that to bear when making their decision. They know the law, they know what it's like in reality, and unfortunately by centralising it, councillors do not know the reality as well.
So what happens next? Is there any chance that this one might go to appeal as well?
To the best of my knowledge, there is no right of appeal for the public. So if a planning application is granted, that's that. Whereas if a council rejects a planning application, the developer can appeal it to central government. So I think it's a done deal. There isn't really room for appeal. What could potentially happen would be a judicial review, which is open to the public to use when there's been a breach of proper process. It's not obvious to me that this would succeed in the event of a judicial review.
Interesting one. Cillian Bourke, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us at rather short notice as well. That's Cillian Bourke, County Councillor for the Romsey District of the City. It's 18 after 4.
From 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
Let's go back to our top story for this evening, because councillors have approved the controversial planning application to turn Mickey Flynn's pool hall into a shop. One of those there who was against the decision was Cambridge MP Julian Huppert. I'm pleased to say he's on the line now. Hello, Julian.
Hi, Julian. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. So this is a strange one, really. There seem to be so many people against the idea of Mickey Flynn's being turned into a shop, yet the councillors chose to approve the application. What do you make of that?
I mean, it was hugely frustrating and depressing for all those of us who were there. I mean, it was slightly a shame as well, because one of the changes that Labour introduced when they took control of the City Council was to stop these decisions being taken in the area committees, where they'd be taken by all the local councillors at a time when more members of the public could make it.
Because so they used to be in the evenings, didn't they, in various places?
Exactly,
that's 7 o'clock
evenings,
or thereabouts.
And this is a new scheme, and there are lots of people who got in touch with me to say they couldn't make it because it was, you know, 12:30 till 2:30 in the middle of the day. Mm. So it was incredibly frustrating for those of us who were there. And the decision was basically, I mean, I found it very bizarre that it was decided by most of the councillors, not all of them, fortunately. People like Lib Dem Councillor Catherine Smart voted against it. But that it wouldn't cause any particular problems on the highways. And I find that really strange, the idea that you create a new loading bay for a supermarket, which would get in the way of anybody trying to walk along, might, you know, make it very, very hard for anyone in a wheelchair, as well as causing problems for cyclists, bus users, all the rest of it.
But it's a tricky one, though, isn't it? Because Mickey Flynn's pool hall, it doesn't seem to be working particularly well as a pool hall, and something's got to be done with that particular site. I just wonder, you know, what other alternative uses there might be for it.
Well, I think partly the reason it's been somewhat run down is because it's had this planning blight. Because supermarkets are able to pay very, very big bucks if they want to pay them. And so I think that's actually been part of the problem. I think it could be run better and be a much more useful leisure facility for everybody. But I'm also really very concerned about what this means for Mill Road. And it's a shame that councillors didn't listen to arguments that I and others made about the character of Mill Road, which is protected in the local plan. And more supermarkets are not going to make that wonderful variety of independent shops that we have more successful. And in fact, we've already heard from some shop owners there who say that they may just be forced to close down as a result.
It's quite interesting. I'm trying to remember exactly how long it is since the Tesco's opened. I guess it's the best part 2, possibly 3 years now. And I'm wondering what kind of effect that's had, if that has simply taken people away from the Co-op, perhaps the LM in-store, which is not too far away, I don't think, from Mickey Flynn's, or maybe conversely, stores like this bring extra people onto the Mill Road so they can look at the wonderful tapestry of shops we've got on the rest of the road.
I think it's hard to see how this would bring more people to Mill Road. We already have a huge number of supermarkets around the city. And indeed, Abdullah Rain, who owns Al Amin, who I just saw on the other side of the road, he was one of the objectors who spoke today. And it, you know, I don't think he would see this as in any way a good thing for the street. And I haven't yet heard from anybody along the street who says that it was a good thing that they would like to see happen. So I think it's very, very depressing. I think it's another example of the big money that supermarkets have being able to win over. And I'm disappointed that councillors didn't stand up for what people in Cambridge actually would like to see, and frankly stand up for what the local plan says should happen.
Do you think there's an opportunity at the ballot box for this? And I guess the issue is, if it's councillors from across the city, somebody who, for the sake of argument, is living in Abbey Ward, aren't going to punish their councillor for voting against the decision that affects things on the Mill Road.
Well, exactly. And this is one of the problems with the decision that Labour took to centralise planning and take it away from communities, is it does make it far less accountable, far less democratic, as well as make it much harder for local people to be able to speak or to even show up and listen. I hope they'll reverse that plan. And I think there are a number of people who were very, very critical of it. But I was surprised that even, you know, councillors for the area, people like Labour's Kevin Blenko, voted in favour of doing this, even though you'd think he'd know how damaging it will be to the area he represents.
Because Kevin's Petersfield, isn't he? So that's not
exactly.
not too far, very much bordering onto the Mill Road.
Well, exactly. It's his area. It's in his ward. And, I mean, you know, these are quasi-judicial decisions and all that, but you'd think people would know their area better.
And is there anything
not
which...
to accept the arguments that it won't have any effect on Mill Road.
Is there anything which can be done at national level for that? You know, is that something that can be done through Parliament, or is it already, you know, those are the mechanisms in place and we have to live with them?
Well, I've been trying to do things about this in Parliament. So we had something called the Cambridge Amendment to the Localism Act a few years ago, which wasn't successful. We pushed it very hard, particularly in the House of Lords, which would separate supermarkets and put them in a separate planning category. Because currently, a supermarket is treated the same as any sort of small retail shop, though obviously there are big differences. I also had my own private members' bill to try to protect local independent shops, because I don't want to see those constantly being taken over by big chains. The system's already biased in favour of big chains. They can borrow money more easily, they have more capital available, they can just drive all the small independent shops out of business.
It's not necessarily working out for Tesco at the moment, but I guess that's another story. Julian, thank you very much for joining us. I have to ask you, it's bonfire night. Are you heading off to Midsummer Common later?
I'm hoping to, but sadly life is never quite as simple. I've got a whole series of things I've already promised to do before that, but I hope I will make it, because you know, I have many strong memories from when I was, you know, I guess very, very little, having the chance to watch it every year.
Yeah, it is a great display. Julian Hubbard, thanks very much for coming on this afternoon and chatting to us about the Mill Road.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. That's Julian Huppert, the Cambridge MP, speaking to us, I think just in his constituency office, I think, this afternoon.